body absorbed several hard blows. It appeared as if the kid had been knocked unconscious. But as Carter moved closer, fist cocked, she pulled a blade from her pocket and stabbed him in the leg. He recoiled in pain, staggered a step, and regrouped to strike again when approaching sirens scared him off. He fled in a red Camaro, making his way west into the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, where he abandoned his car in a deserted driveway overgrown with weeds. Local news stations picked up a bystander's cell phone footage of the girl's beating and ran it several times. The video quickly went viral. Cops in four counties were alerted, and when Carter's Camaro was found, Riley and Cooper's tracking skills landed them on point position. By the time she arrived, a collection of sheriff's deputies clustered near the car, which was nosed under heavy brush. Media rolled up. It was a circus. She hoped the knife wound would slow Carter enough so she and Cooper could catch up to him before nightfall. The plan was for Riley and Cooper to guide three deputies up the trail, a private firm called Shield Security, headquartered near Quantico, had offered to assist, but she declined, fearing a civilian crew that she did not know could hinder the search. Using one of Carter's shirts found in the car,